വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ എവ്രിവൺ, വെൽക്കം ബാക്ക്. ഐ എം അവേസ് ഹസൻ ഖാൻ, അസിസ്റ്റന്റ് പ്രൊഫസർ ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ. ഇൻ ദിസ് വീഡിയോ വി വുഡ് ബി ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് അഡോപ്ഷൻ. ഇൻ അവർ ഏർലിയർ വീഡിയോസ് വി ഹാവ് ഡിസ്കസ്ഡ് അബൌട്ട് മാരേജ്, ഡിവോഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് മെയിൻ്റെനൻസ് ആസ് പെർ ഹിന്ദു, മുസ്ലിം ആൻഡ് എ സ്പെഷ്യൽ മാരേജ് ആക്ട്. അഡോപ്ഷൻ ഇസ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് അവർ യൂണിറ്റ് ഇൻ വിച്ച് വി വുഡ് ബി ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് the meaning and the nature of the word adoption, adoption under various personal law including Muslim law and Hindu law, and then the last part is adoption under JJ Act. Our focus would be on adoption under JJ Act. We are starting with the first part of this lecture is about defining the word adoption. The adoption, if we try to define adoption, adoption is a legal process. In fact, it is a legal fiction through which a relationship between a child and biological parents is severed or broken, and a new relationship is created between the child and the adoptive parents. Under JJ Act, Juvenile Justice Care and Protection Act 2015, Section 2AA provides definition of the word adoption. Section 2AA provides that adoption is a process through which adoptive child is permanently separated from his biological parents and became lawful child of his adoptive parents with all the rights, privileges and responsibilities that are attached to a biological child. So this is what happened once adoption is done under JJ Act. Your relationship with the biological parents is broken and a new relationship with the adoptive parents is created. Adoption in its meaning and nature differ from laws to laws. Different personal laws have different understanding of adoption. For example, under Muslim law, adoption in a general understanding does not exist. So a Muslim cannot per se adopt in the same fashion as adoption is perceived under Hindu law or under JJ Act. Nonetheless, raising a child who is not one genetic child is allowed, and in case of an orphan is even encouraged in case of a Muslim parents. So although Muslim cannot adopt per se in the same fashion as provided under JJ Act or Hindu law, but taking care of a child is allowed, and it is even encouraged in case you are dealing with an orphan. This process is also called in Arabic as kafala, which is much more closer to taking care or caretaking rather than adoption. You must understand the difference between kafala and adoption. In kafala, unlike in adoption, you do not become the child of the adoptive parents. Your biological parents remain the same, and you are now being taken care by another parents who may be called as your foster parents. This is the kafala, and it is little different from the way we understand adoption, in which even the child is completely separated from biological parents and given to adoptive parents. So you can take care of a child, but you will never be biological parent of the child in terms of the legal fiction. However, in 2014, by Supreme Court judgment in Shabnam Hashmi versus Union of India, AIR 2014 Supreme Court 1281, the Supreme Court said that even a Muslim couple, a Muslim party, can also adopt under the provision of JJ Act 2015. Since JJ Act is a secular legislation, anybody irrespective of the religion can adopt under JJ Act. So per se, under Muslim law, adoption may not be present, but a Muslim party can also adopt under JJ Act and under the recent JJ Act 2015 also. In case of Hindu law, the adoption and the procedure thereof is provided under Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act 1956. The procedure is three-pronged. So there are three prominent parties when it comes to adoption under Hindu law. The first party is the child himself or herself. Second party is the biological parents of the child, and the third party is the adoptive parents. As given in your slide, there are three circles in which the procedure of adoption moves. Now we will discuss in detail the procedure of adoption. There are a few steps which you are supposed to follow to have a valid adoption in the Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act 1956. The first step is regarding the adoptive parents, or it is also called as the capacity of a male or female Hindu to take an adoption. Before you can take a child into an adoption, you must fulfill certain conditions, and these conditions are provided under Section 7 and Section 8 of Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act 1956. These conditions are first for men and then for a woman, or a male or a female. For male, what is required that any male who is Hindu and who is of sound mind can adopt. However, if this man is married, the consent of the wife is a mandatory requirement. So a Hindu male can adopt provided he is of sound mind, and if he is married, he must have taken the consent of the wife. Now regarding female, female can also adopt, and they must fulfill certain conditions before they can adopt. The first condition is that they must be major and they must be of sound mind. Second, they should not have been married, or if married, they are divorced, or they are widowed, or their husband has been declared of unsound mind, or has converted to other religion. If these two conditions are fulfilled, a female can also adopt. However, in case of marital relationship, the men will initiate the adoption process, and although the consent of a wife is an indispensable requirement. Both male and female under Hindu law, as per the provision of Section 7 or 8, can adopt both a girl child or a male child. Coming to second step, the second step is regarding biological parents. Before a child is given an adoption by the biological parent, they must be persons who are capable of giving an adoption. And those who are capable of giving an adoption is given under Section 9 of Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act. This is the step 2 about biological parents. Again, just like the way we have discussed earlier, this step is also bifurcated into two parts. First part is regarding the father. Second part is regarding the mother. And in the absence of father and mother, comes the legal guardian. So if a biological father wants to give the child in adoption to somebody else, he must take the consent of the wife if he is married. And he alone has the right to give an adoption. But if both husband and wife together are present, father or mother together are present, the father must take the consent of the mother before initiating the adoption procedure under Hindu law. Regarding mother, mother can give the child in adoption in the absence of the father. So the father is having the first right to give an adoption. If the father is absent because of death, renouncement or conversion, mother can also initiate adoption process. But in the presence of the father, the mother cannot initiate the adoption process. Final and the third is adoption given by legal guardian. In case both mother and the father are absent because of any reason, maybe they are dead or they are not mentally fit or they have renounced the word or they have converted, then legal guardian can also give an adoption. The third step is about the child. This step is explained in a Section 10 of Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act under the title Person Who May Be Adopted. A child can be adopted if he is a Hindu, he or she has not already been adopted, he or she is unmarried, and he or she is not more than 15 years of age. So you cannot adopt a child who is more than 15 years of age. So if he is more than 15 years of age, he is no more a child. So these four requirements are indispensable before a person can be adopted, a child can be adopted. Under the last step, certain other conditions which are provided, which must be fulfilled before the adoption is completed. So in case you are adopting a son, you must not have a son or grandson or great-grandson. In the same fashion, if you want to adopt a daughter, you must not have a daughter, granddaughter or great-granddaughter. If you already have daughters or if you already have sons, you cannot adopt another son or another daughter for that matter. Second is the age difference. The minimum age difference between the adoptive parents and the child must at least be 21 years of age. So a 25 years of age man cannot adopt a 15-year-old child because the age difference must be 21. So adoptive parents must be at least 21 years elder than the child. Otherwise, the adoption would not be valid as per Hindu law. The last is the procedure. In Hindu law now, The procedure of Datta Homa is not an indispensable requirement. You may or you may not do the ceremony of Datta Homa. However, what Hindu law requires is giving and taking an adoption. Once given and taking an adoption is complete, the adoption is also complete, even if you have not followed the ritualistic requirement which was earlier provided in the classic Hindu law. These are the steps which you have to follow for adoption under Hindu law. In our next video, we would be discussing about adoption under JJ Act. You can check your progress by referring to self-learning material, MCQs, long answer questions, and further reading material. See you in the next lecture. Thank you.